Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone's well. Welcome to another episode of Set and Tone. Quite simply, are there enough women in the music scene? Coming up next, we're going to talk about Set and Tone. Hi all, and as mentioned in the intro, we're going to discuss, is there enough women in the music industry? In particular, I'm talking more band related and rather than the scene in general. Reason I ask was a article came out from Leicestershire Live about a young female campaigner who attended the prestigious Download Festival last year, 2019, and with herself and her friends came to the conclusion that there's not many female fronted bands. So here we go. So Rosie Solomon was the lady who attended and came away a little bit disappointed because she expected more of a female presence on the stages of the festival. What do people think? Quite simply, my view is this, that to be in a music band, it's almost like a kid's dream to be a football player. It's a wonderful dream, but in reality, the amount of people that have that dream to the amount of people that actually get to live that dream is very small. It's a small group. It's just that. It's a dream. And if it happens, it's fantastic. But it's hard. There's a lot of competition. Everybody wants to do it because everyone's passionate about music. And it makes sense to do your passion for a living. I do believe if you enjoy what you do it to the best of your ability and you have fun with that. So when this article came out, it got my back up a little bit because I kind of feel, is this something that's even worth debating? Because as I said, there's lots and lots of people in the world that are passionate about music and want to be in a band and want to be playing to thousands of people. But quite simply, if you're not good enough, then you're not good enough to be in a band and play on these big stages. Now, I know that sounds incredibly harsh, but the competition is absolutely the highest you can get for a band, because there's loads of people, so many different people, so many different styles, different genres, different images, different takes. And what I mean by that is different people will take you differently to the last set of people that came in. You've got to really have that special something in 2020 to make it. Unfortunately, it's not the 1970s, 1980s where record labels had big budgets and were happy to throw it around, and if it didn't quite work, you move on. In 2020, the music scene is incredibly different, very different. It's more about instant success rather than waiting for an artist to put maybe 4 or 5 albums out and hit, you know, to make it. You have to kind of hit the ground running. If you don't, it's kind of like move on to the next. And that's harsh, but that's the reality. When people want to play a festival, whether it's a small local festival or a festival like Download Festival, which is absolutely humongous, it is without a shadow of a doubt the biggest, the baddest and the best alternative music festival in Great Britain. No question asked. This festival has got prestige dating right the way back to the 80s when it was called Monster Rock. You've had bands like Bon Jovi, Van Halen, Scorpions, AC/DC, Kiss, Metallica. Big bands that have played this festival, and big bands continue to play that festival. Some of those bands are still playing this festival 30, 40 years on. which does make it incredibly difficult for newer bands who are emerging to kind of push their way up and to be promoted, if you like, into the bigger slots that take place later in the day. To give you an example, if you're a small band, you may be very fortunate to play one of the lower stages at 11 o'clock, and in all honesty, it's probably one of the most toughest slots to play in because not many people are about. A lot of people party. A lot of those people that go to the festival are still in their tent, hungover from the night before because you've had a good time. That's what it's about. You go to a festival, you see some great, great bands, you hang out with your friends, you get absolutely sloshed, if you want to, on alcohol, and you have a good time. So if you're a band, you know, as much as you're absolutely buzzing because you're playing one of these stages, the small stages at 11 a.m, you may not get a huge turnout, but on the other side, you're happy that you're there. It's kind of like being, it's really bad analogy, but the bride at a wedding, you're happy that it's your wedding day, and you know, you just hope it all goes well. So if you're one of these bands, there's so many bands that apply for download, and the people at Live Nation have a really, really tough job because that their job is essentially to make a diverse festival and to bring in money. It's as simple as that. There's no hidden motive or you know, agenda behind it. They book bands who they think are gonna sell the festival, if not sell the festival out, and people are going to have a good time. Unfortunately, in 2020, it's not everyone is, shall we say, happy with a festival lineup, because a lot of people have one particular genre that they absolutely love and they would appreciate if their whole festival was around that. In 2020, you're going to get pop punk, you're going to get metal, you're going to get thrash metal, you're going to get death metal, you're going to get techno metal, if that's, you know, a genre, if you can class it as that. So that might be like bands like Pendulum, Unfortunate, you know, Prodigy, the late great Keith Flint, you know, that's kind of what I class as techno metal, kind of dancey, you know, and guitar tones over the top of that. So in a nutshell, I disagree respectfully with Rosie Solomon because it's not as clear cut, and I think this is where she's going wrong, that a female band should just go to a festival, be put on the stage, and everyone's happy. I do agree, partially, that there are a lot of male bands, and it would be great if, you know, young females felt empowered to be in the band, and, you know, if it, what it boils down to is look, right time, right place, and you know, you may get a chance at one of these festivals or one of these gigs. Personally, I don't think there's an issue with the lack of female fronted bands. There's some awesome female fronted bands out there. Bands like a band from Wales called Dream State, and I absolutely adore Dream State. I think they're heavy. They are mixed with influences like Linkin Park, a little bit of Paramore in there. They're absolutely phenomenal. Other female fronted bands, you could argue the biggest female fronted band with male members is Hailstorm from America. And the truth of the matter is, I don't want to be too brutal about Hailstorm because they're very good, but they're not quite good enough to headline a main stage at Download or another, you know, festival in Europe. I don't mean to be rude about that, but that's just my opinion. Last year, I did watch them at Download. They played the second stage, which is still a big stage. And to be fair, they were very good. I enjoyed the set, but I don't think they're big enough or can pull in a wide audience to a headline a performance just yet. Maybe in the future, who knows? So it's very tough. There's no getting away from that. And the truth of the matter is, these festivals do kind of stick to the same formula. And we have seen that again this year, unfortunately, that there's two bands in particular that are on Download's main stage this year that in the nicest possible way, I couldn't care if I did or didn't see them. They're very good, and no doubt people will enjoy them, but it's a little bit recycled, it's a little bit repetitive, and I don't know, I'm not a festival promoter or a booker or organiser, so I don't appreciate how much work goes in behind the scenes. I know there's a lot. It's not just as easy as putting a festival on and everyone comes. Do you know what I mean? The logistics behind it, booking bands, seeing what bands are available, checking their calendars. There's tons of work. So I don't mean to be rude about it, but we do need to kind of get away from reusing the same headliners. I appreciate it works. I appreciate people come, they pay their money and they have a good time. But it would help kind of push the next set of bands through. You know, bands like Voltbeat, who I think are phenomenal. They could potentially headline one day. Avenged Sevenfold have headlined, but I'd like to see them do more. Alter Bridge. I think Alter Bridge are incredible. I think they could be headlining the festival very soon. Unfortunately, it won't be this year. They are what we call sub-headliners, which means they're the warm-up to the headliner. A band called Shinedown, again, maybe could be headlining. There's other bands like Five Finger Death Punch, who have just put out probably the best album of their career. Their recent album's called F8. The reason why it's called F8, it's quite simply Five Finger Death Punch is the band name, shortened down to F, and the 8 being the 8th album in their career. So quite cleverly named, brilliant album. Caused a little bit of controversy because some people think it's a bit weak. Same kind of formula that they've used on the previous 7 albums, but for some reason I can't explain it, but it's just better. It's just a better album this year. It's a better produced album, it's better mixed, it's just overall a better package. Who else could be performing and maybe headline in the future? Trivium. Trivium's a band that I fell in love with back in 2005. Where I was fortunate to win a competition through HMV for 2 VIP tickets to the festival, along with camping. And thankfully in 2005, my dad picked me up from my apprenticeship, drove me over to Donington, which is about 45-50 minute drive from where I live, so I'm very fortunate in that respect. And I didn't see Friday's bands because I got there quite late on Friday, unfortunately. But when I woke up on Saturday, you know, I was talking about the 11 o'clock slot. This is a band that were on the lower stages with, I can't remember what time it was exactly, but it was a random time in the day. And they got promoted to the main stage. I can't remember the reason behind they did, but there was a lot of hype about this band. And they came on, and God's honest truth, they blew me away. Absolutely blew me away that day. And after the Download Festival, I went out and bought their second album called Ascendancy. And I think, to be honest, the UK were quite new to them, and they were new to the UK in 2005. They'd done a lot of stuff back at home. They from Florida, Orlando, Florida, Trivium. And they had an album out called Ember to Inferno. And Ascendancy was the follow-up to that. So, I think they're a band that could be headlining. They're about to put out an album called What the Dead Men Say. That comes out next month, April, I believe. The 24th, 25th, I think. I could be wrong. And the single that's come off that is absolutely phenomenal. When I first heard it, I was like, I don't know, I'm not too sure, but believe me, I soon went back and it got stuck in my head. It became like an earworm. Just fantastic, absolutely fantastic track, really well produced. So they were a band that I think could headline. It's tough because, like I say, the job of a festival is to make it sell, people to come, have a good time. And in brutal, harsh reality, there's so many bands out there of different genres that want to be on the festivals and they can't all play. And if you're in a smaller band and you want to be there but you can't, you might be male fronted, female fronted, it's not necessarily because you're not there because of your gender, it's there because the competition, and you might not be quite good enough. That's reality. So, as I've said, I respectfully disagree with Rosie. I wish her the best of luck, but I think, with all due respect, she's barking at the wrong tree. I think it's something that's being created. I think it's given her a little bit of her 2 minutes of fame, and it's time to move on. It's what I like to call a topic that doesn't need to be made a topic. It's something out of nothing. There's bigger issues in the world, and I don't think, unfortunately, how many female-fronted acts that are on stage is one of them. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on the topic. I did open this up on my Facebook page for Setting the Tone, and I got a lot of really good feedback. A lot of people that really switched on with the topic, and I want to kind of open that to everybody to head over to the Setting the Tone Facebook page. And when I put the news out about this episode being live, I want you to comment. I wanna get people's reaction. You know, am I wrong? Am I being a bit disrespectful to Rosie and her thoughts, or is there some truth to this? Unfortunately, it's a very competitive market, and if you're not quite good enough, then you're not going to be on these stages. Unfortunately, and that's sad, but it's reality. You know, you just keep practicing, keep rehearsing, make yourself better. Use that as a motivation to, you know, if that's your goal, you want to be on that stage, you'll get there with hard work. Not because you're male, female, but because you've worked bloody damn hard. You've gone around the country, you've played those Tuesday nights in, I don't know, Stoke, if you're from London, or, you know, Manchester to London. You've done your dues, you put the work in. And I wish you all the best, I really do. To get to where you want to go, there's, you know, no greater feeling once you've achieved that. So, keen to get people's thoughts on this. So over to you guys. The next thing I want to talk about is there's a special event coming up locally this coming Saturday, the 16th of March, with my good friend Rory, aka the Guitar Ninja, who I mentioned the other week is a guitar student. And what his job is, he teaches people to play guitar, and the method that he uses is a Guitar Ninja grading scheme. So if you think of martial arts, and you think of your red, green, black, white belt, yellow belt, I'm not sure what the belts are, but you start off on your basic, and each time you get better and you learn something new, you get graded and you go on to your next guitar strap. Really clever, fantastic idea. I know he's put a lot of work into this, and I do sound corrected. The date is not the 16th of March, it is the 14th of March. It is at the Caroline Chisholm School in Northampton. Tickets, I believe, are £10, I believe, for the performance. I know a lot of people are coming to support the students. There's a mixture of all different age groups, from young kids to adults to people that are really good on the guitar. So I'd like to welcome everyone to that. It's at the Caroline Chisholm School. I believe it starts at 12 o'clock, but I will post a link on my social media pages along with this episode. And if you're interested in picking up the guitar, or want to talk to myself or Rory about what it is, we're happy to talk. You know, what we do, what Rory does. It's going to be a good day. I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. It's going to be interesting to see the work that he's put in come into life. And the reason why he does this, if you like, show, is basically that's part of the students' grading. Think of School of Rock, the film, and he is that guy. He is that person that's dedicated, passionate, wants to make sure that everyone gets something out of it. So, yeah, please do come along if you're free. And you can get to Northampton at the Caroline Chisholm School. You know, I'm sure you'll have a good time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in.